Bashar al-Assad has a reputation, has had for over a decade, and he's been in power, for being simple and stupid, as opposed to the father, who was a wily dictator. I think if you watch him for this hour, you'd have to conclude the exact opposite. He is very smart, extremely sophisticated, and one of the great liars of all time. He spoke for almost an hour. I don't think there was a true word in anything he said, including the words and but. I'll give you two examples. One is he talked about the terrorists as being sort of at the start of the war, the reason he began the war, the reason he leveled all the cities. It began as a demonstration by school children in Deraa, whom he then tortured, and it remained a popular uprising for at least a year before any of the so-called terrorists arrived. And secondly, when you watch him and you get the sense of the sincerity and the warmth of the softness of the voice of a guy who cares about how the terrible terrorists, meaning the Al-Qaeda types, the jihadis, have come into his country and infiltrated it with a terrible ideology. Assad is the guy who created and supported Al-Qaeda in Iraq after America entered Iraq. He was the one who channeled all these elements who we now decry so sincerely in order to go into Anbar, into Iraq, and to kill Americans. So he is getting the blowback of the people he invited and with whom he was completely comfortable as long as the task was to kill Americans. But look at his success, how smart he is. We are sitting with him for an hour, treating him like a great statesman, a month after he ordered an entirely criminal chemical weapons attack, which killed 1,500 of his people, and he did it without any qualms whatsoever. I say he's a brilliant diplomat and a war criminal at the same time.